You're listening to KGOU. I'm Richard Bassett. There are signs COVID-19 is spreading in the state's county jails. Over 100 prisoners have tested positive in Comanche County, and a state prisoner sent to Grady County died from the disease. But State Impact's Quentin Chandler reports it's still unclear how far the illness has spread in jails because testing is limited.
The Comanche County Detention Center in Lawton found its first COVID-19 cases in early April. By the beginning of May, testing had revealed 23 prisoners and staff were infected. 7 people had caught the virus and recovered. Now, William Hobbs, the jail's administrator, says over 100 prisoners have tested positive and a handful of positive staff members are in isolation at home. The state health department has ordered Hobbs to stop bringing newly arrested people into the jail, and a team of state corrections employees were sent to help manage the outbreak.
Their mission here is to assess the situation with COVID-19 and trying to get the inmates positive in one area and the negatives in another.
After it became clear coronavirus had spread through the jail, Hobbs says the state health department decided to test everyone inside the building. As the cases increased, they noticed a pattern. Most of the people who tested positive didn't have any symptoms.
And the other side of that is, you know, they could be negative today and positive 2 days from now. Just because you're negative don't mean you're clear.
Snowballing infection rates have become a common story inside U.S. jails and prisons during the COVID-19 pandemic. In March, the Cook County Jail in Chicago only had 2 prisoners who tested positive. In a little more than 2 weeks, infections inside the jail grew to more than 350 people.
We're kind of learning this as we go along. You know, we've never had to deal with this kind of stuff.
Despite multiple examples of mass COVID-19 testing uncovering widespread infection, the Oklahoma Department of Corrections and many county jails still only test prisoners who meet specific standards, such as showing symptoms of the disease. Tulsa County Sheriff Vic Regalado isn't sure why his much larger jail hasn't found any positive prisoners.
We're just finding out how this thing works and why it's infecting certain places and not others.
He hasn't been able to test everybody, though. In hopes of changing that, the jail has partnered with Oklahoma State University's Medical Center in Tulsa to expand testing, starting with every new prisoner.
Again, the hope is that we're able to get through the entire inmate population to give us at least a clear look in regards to whether or not we truly are infection free within the jail.
The sheriff admits it's possible some prisoners could be infected and asymptomatic. So far, they've tested at least 85 prisoners. It's a tough logistical challenge to get enough tests to the more than 1,000 people inside the jail.
It's a lofty goal, considering that's ever changing. And the fact is, we were also informed that that's provided the tests remain available.
Oklahoma County is also struggling with the question of who to test in its jail. It has the largest prisoner population of all the counties in the state. Oklahoma County Commissioner Carrie Blumert says she would like to see more testing.
During a pandemic, I would compare it to a cruise ship that you wouldn't choose to be on.
Currently, the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office is following Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines for quarantining and testing prisoners. They haven't found any positive cases. Blumert wants to at least start testing every new person booked into the jail, like Regalado is trying to do.
I think it is in our best interest, and it is in the person being booked in, it's in their best interest.
If that could be accomplished, pushing to get every person in the jail tested would come next. Blumert hasn't discussed this with the other county commissioners yet, but she thinks it's possible to secure more tests through the jail's medical contractor or through the Oklahoma City County Health Department.
If there was any cost associated with it, which I assume there will be, I think using some of our CARES dollars that we just received, that the county just received, I think that is a very legitimate reason to use our CARES dollars to pay for testing for new detainees.
The federal government gave $47 million to Oklahoma County for its COVID-19 response. A spokesperson for the Oklahoma City County Health Department says the agency is happy to help Oklahoma County expand testing inside the jail. Before the health department can help, it would need a formal request from the county commissioners. For State Impact, I'm Quentin Chandler.